Hello, divine being, and welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I am your host, Kaya, and welcome to the place where I help you to expand, evolve, grow, heal, shine your divine light, and so much more. Here, I have the honor and the privilege of being a vessel for love and for light, a place where I can help guide the collective back home. So thank you so much for being here, and I hope that you can gain even just a little bit from this podcast. Know that I love you so deeply, as you and I are one. Namaste, and welcome to the podcast. Well, hello, guys. If you are new here, welcome, welcome. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I know it has been a minute since I have done an episode, so thank you for being patient and thank you for being here and listening to this episode today. I have been taking a sacred pause over the last few months, just in the realm of my podcast and my coaching business, and just taking a step back to really regain vision, regain clarity, and just realign myself and my business to make sure that I am headed in the direction that I am destined to go. So the sacred pause was so needed, but I am so back and so excited to just be pouring into you guys through this podcast. I love, love, love this podcast because it allows me to give so much free value, wisdom, tips, energy, all the things for anyone who maybe can't afford or for some reason can't get into my coaching container. This still allows space to help you guys and guide and just fulfill my purpose on an even bigger level. So thank you for being here. But yeah, this episode's going to be a fun one. Ooh, let me turn my notifications off on my phone. There we go. This episode is going to be a fun one because if you're new, you probably don't even think anything of it. But if you've been here before, you're probably wondering why my name has changed since we last talked on this podcast. So I am going to give you guys the story on how essentially God renamed me. So without further ado, let's get into the beautiful and divine story on why I changed my name. So let's start off with the fact that never in my life have I had the intention of changing my name. Ever. Literally ever. Okay? I have loved my birth name my whole life. If you don't know, my birth name is Kirsten Hollerback. And I've always loved that name growing up. I thought it was so beautiful, so unique. So never had the intention on changing it. Okay? It's not like I was like, I don't like my name, let me change it. That is definitely not the situation. So let's start off with that. I love my name, always did, always will. But I no longer go by my birth name, Kirsten, and I now go by the name Kaya, K-A-I-A, Kaya Hollerback. And this all started when I was in Guatemala. So I was solo traveling around. If you've been following, you know I was in Mexico for a bit, and then I ended up in Guatemala. And in Guatemala, I went through a lot of growth, a lot of expansion, and a really big cycle of death and rebirth. And I had shed so much of my ego and just felt like I really, really stepped into a new version of myself, but not the normal pattern of, oh, like you're always evolving and becoming a new and better you. Like this felt like I was finally stepping into my truest self and was shedding all that was not me from the past, like a full death and rebirth. And I went through all this in Guatemala, and it was a beautiful, beautiful experience. And after all this, I really did feel like a new person. And it was right around that time where my name started to not really resonate anymore, but I wasn't really paying too much attention to it. But then I met this beautiful soul named Tarzan, and also his friend Kamea, and became really good friends with them. And one day, me and Tarzan were sitting in this place called the Emporium in Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. And we were just talking about his journey and how he became Tarzan, because his birth name is not Tarzan, but he now completely goes by Tarzan. And so we were just having a conversation about his name, what his birth name was, how the evolution, you know, came about of him becoming a Tarzan and transitioning to that, and just, yeah, having a conversation on how you are not glued to your birth name. And that was something I never realized until that moment. And so in that conversation, I just started to feel this, just this feeling in my heart that I was meant to go by a different name. And I was explaining to him, you know, the growth and the transition I had been through, and how I felt like I had stepped into a new version of me and went through this rebirth. And I was like, you know, I feel like my name doesn't really resonate anymore after this stepping into this new phase of life and this new me. And I feel like I'm meant to go by something different. And he asked me, he was like, you know, if you went by something different, like what would that be? And we had briefly talked about a name that my mom originally wanted to name me before I was born, which was Gianna. And that didn't feel right. It didn't feel aligned. It's a beautiful name. But after talking about Gianna, I just immediately felt the name Kaya placed on my heart. And this is not a name I'd looked up before. It's not a name that I had any intentions behind. Like, it just, when I say that God renamed me, I'm not joking, because it just got dropped onto my heart. It got channeled. And in that moment, I was like, Kaya, I think Kaya is beautiful. And he was like, yeah, I love that. It's beautiful. And so I sat on it for a second, and it felt so good and resonated so deeply. But I was just kind of in shock in that moment that this was all happening. Because again, never had the intention to do this ever in my life. So I was kind of in shock that this was happening. But, you know, I kind of sat with it. And then right after that, Kamea walked into the room. He was not there before. He did not hear our conversation. Okay, that part is important. He did not hear our conversation. Okay, he walks into the room, and I'm like, Kamea, if you were going to give me a nickname or a new name, what would it be? Like, I was kind of like jokingly asking. He sits down, he pulls out his phone really intentionally, starts doing something on his phone. I have no idea what he's doing, okay? So I'm just like waiting for him to give me a name or a nickname. After a little while, he pauses and looks at his phone, and he says, I love that. And I'm like, what is it? And I kid you not, this man says, Kaya. The most synchronistic thing that could have happened. There was no denying that. Out of every single name in the world, he said the same exact name that I had just pulled out from my heart. And I asked him in that moment, because I was so freaking shocked. I'm like, did you just hear our conversation? Like, did you just hear everything that happened? Like, please be honest with me. He's like, no, like, I just walked in here. And so it was then that I knew it wasn't just a sign. It was like a slap in the face. Like, there was absolutely no denying that that was the name that God was attempting to place onto me. And so I just sat there in awe and kind of took it all in. And then comes the even more beautiful part. So I'm like, okay, this name is obviously being given to me. So I open up my phone and I start looking up the meaning of the name Kaya. And this is where I fully was like, yes, yes, yes. So here are some of the meanings of the name Kaya. So in Scandinavian, it means pure and purity. In Hawaiian, it means the sea or the ocean, but it's the feminine version of the sea. In Sanskrit, it means stability, ocean, or the sea. In Buddhism, Kaya is a Buddhist concept of peace or the body at peace with itself. And then North American indigenous, so the Inuit, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, Inuit, it means the earth. So to sum it all up, Kaya means pure, ocean, earth, peace, and stability. And after reading all of that, I just knew. I knew. It resonated so deeply. The sound of the name, the feeling of the name, and then the meaning of the name was all absolutely perfect. And I knew it was for me. I knew it. But of course, my ego mind was like, okay, like, you can't just like do this right now. You got to sit and you got to think about it and you got to really think through things and like, you got to be rational, okay? So I did. I sat on it for a few days. I told a few of my best friends about it and got their opinions as well and perspectives. And I sat on it and I sat on it and I sat on it. And eventually I just kept getting drawn back to it. I would say it in my head and it would just feel so good. It would resonate so deeply and it just felt right. And although it was scary to think about going by a new name, I knew that it was the right thing. So then for the rest of my time in Guatemala, I started introducing myself as Kaya. And it felt so right and it was so synchronistic. People would comment and say, oh my gosh, that's a beautiful name. Oh my gosh, you look like a Kaya. Just little signs and nudges here and there to remind me that yes, this is meant to be. So after that, After I left Guatemala, I kind of kept it on the back burner a little bit. I didn't change my social medias. I didn't announce it on social media yet. It was just kind of an in-person thing in Guatemala at the time. And then I was back in the States and I was around family. And yeah, I just didn't announce the change, but when I would meet new people, I would introduce myself as Kaya. But as far as telling the people that were already in my life, as well as on social media, I hadn't made the full change yet. And it wasn't until I got to Hawaii, I think I got here last day of January or something. It wasn't until I got to Hawaii that I finally fully made the change. So I got here and continued to introduce myself as Kaya, and something about the energy of this island just freaking gave me the courage to fully change everything finally. So I went on social media, I made the announcement that I was now going by Kaya, and I changed my social medias and everything. And it has been history ever since, and it has been a beautiful journey. It still feels so right and so aligned, and everyone that I meet here also kind of gives me the same little signs and nudges that, you know, Kaya is a beautiful name and you look like a Kaya. I met a wonderful woman who looked into my eyes and she said, Kaya is so perfect for you. Like, I see it in your eyes, like the colors in your eyes. is just like the ocean, and your eyes scream Kaya, which was such a deep one for me because they say the eyes are the window to the soul. So when she said that, I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you for the confirmation. But yeah, it's been a beautiful journey, and I now go by the name Kaya. And I truly do believe that God renamed me after that rebirth, and it's just the path that I have been put on. You know, lots of people go through death and rebirth, and lots of people go through what I've been through, but you know, it's not in everyone's cards to be renamed. But apparently it was in my cards, and I am absolutely eternally grateful and just had to be receptive and open to this. You know, I could have shut it off, but it was so evidently the path, and I just had to take down the walls, release the fear, shush the ego, and just allow myself to flow into this and into this path. And that's what I did. It has also been such a beautiful test, I guess you could say, of, or maybe a lesson, to teach me how to really release attachment. Because I feel like your birth name is like the one thing that people get the most attached to, right? Because a lot of people identify as their name. Who are you? A lot of people say their name. I'm Bob. I'm Sally. People identify and attach to their birth names so deeply. And for me to be called one thing for 25 years, it becomes a part of your identity. And so shedding that name, shedding the thing that you've had for 25 years is such an ego death, like, and really, really teaches you how to detach. And I did that. I detached from the one thing that most people have the most attachment to, and I let it go with grace and stepped into this new name. And it was definitely uncomfortable at first because the ego wants to hold on to anything that it identifies with, anything that it can kind of cling on to and you know, build its illusion on, right? But I had to silence the ego, release attachment to the name, know that I'm not the name, and that, you know, shedding that and releasing that is not releasing a true part of who I am, right? It's just releasing this title that I've been called in this human experience for 25 years, you know? It's not who I am. So I was able to fully shed that, and it's been such a beautiful learning and growth experience. So that is the story. That is the journey of how I became Kaya. And yeah, it's been beautiful. So thank you for listening to the story. And I hope this kind of gives some clarity. I know that a lot of people didn't see my post on social media where I went into the story because I wrote it all out and posted it on my Instagram story to give people a little background on why I was changing my Instagram name. But a lot of people didn't see that story. So I hope this gives some clarity to those who didn't see that story. And maybe if you did see that story, this gives you a more in-depth look into the story and the journey and what it's looked like for me. So yeah, that is that. It's freaking insane that this is how my path unraveled, but I am so blessed and so grateful that this is my path, you know? I am grateful. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions at all, always feel free to reach out. I am always, always down to chat with any of you about any questions that you have, either about this or about absolutely anything else, my DMs are always open. You can DM me on my business Instagram at findyourpower.co or on my personal Instagram at Kaya Hollerback. Completely up to you, but yeah, feel free to reach out. And if you are new here and you're not subscribed, make sure you go ahead and click the subscribe or follow button so you don't miss any new episodes coming out and you get that little notification when they are posted. And yeah, if you're not following the business Instagram as well, make sure you go follow that at findyourpower.co. So yeah, that is that. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm going to end this off like I normally do. Make sure to go out into the world today and spread some love, some light, and some positivity because you never know the impact that it can make. It is literally a domino effect and you can change the world with your love and light. So go out and spread it, share it, radiate it. Okay? I love you all so, so much and have the most beautiful day.